Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love? Hello, everyone. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romance. And every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter, it's twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So tonight we have a really cool guest. It's a really cool story, actually. One of my friends from high school, David Brody, he messaged me saying that I needed to hear this amazing singer. So I went online and I was able to hear some of her music. And I was like, yes, absolutely. I want you on the show. And then she, right before, you know, a few days ago, she put a picture up on her Facebook page of her and her sister, which I thought was really funny because that was her sister was actually somebody we had on our show last year, Abby Ray, who was super cool, and you guys might remember her music. So I thought it was really awesome that it's like such a small world that not only is her sister super talented, but she is also super talented, and it's kind of like that 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon thing where you can meet somebody you're meant to meet in many different ways in this world. And it kind of inspires me and gives me faith that we're meant to meet certain people for a reason, and maybe there are people out there that we're meant to meet we haven't met yet, that we have multiple ways that we can meet them. So it kind of reminds me a little about love and relationships, about how things work. So it's kind of cool. So we have Cassandra Black, and we have her on the show with us tonight. She is awesome, and you will love her music. I'm going to start off with one of her songs from her newest EP, and this song is called Foolish Love. So this is Cassandra Black, and I hope you guys like it.
Me inside to see you in bed.
And that was Foolish Love by Cassandra Black. And we have her on the line with us right now, calling all the way from New York. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I was wondering how you got involved in music.
I fell in love with music by writing songs. It's been very therapeutic, and people were able to relate to it, and I just continue to do it, and here I am.
Oh, that is awesome. I love it. So tell us a little bit about this new EP that you have.
So the EP is called Rhythm Black and Blue, and basically a story. So it talks about the beginning when you fall for someone. The first song is called Trouble. So you end up meeting somebody, and you know that maybe they're not so good for you, but you give in to that infatuation. You go for it anyway against better judgment. And then the second part is Foolish Love, which we just listened to. That part is called the black part, where you continue to work through any issues that you have with somebody, where you think, you know, maybe we can overcome this, you know, love will conquer all. And then you go to the blues part, where the last song is called Let Me Go. Where you're just, you know that it's not right, you don't have the energy to go on, you just need to relinquish any sort of attachment you have to that person and just know that the love has run its course. And that's basically it.
That is so very personal.
Yeah, thank you.
That is amazing. With your EP, when do you have plans to release it?
So the EP has been released. We have a huge show on Friday. There were a lot of people there that were there to support it, which was amazing. And it's available on my website, CassandraBlack.com. So for anyone that's interested, they can download the EP for free for the next 2 days.
Aw, that is amazing. I love that you're, you know, giving to your fans in that way, which is so cool. Yay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. And you guys, she's a really hard worker. She's a trooper. I don't know if you guys can tell, but she was saying before she went on the air tonight that, you know, she's not feeling good. She's been performing, so her voice has been sung out. So she is such a trooper. You are awesome, Cassandra. I love that you, like, came on the show and are, like, rocking it in a super professional way anyway. And you are so going to go places, I can tell.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my voice is a little hoarse. I've just been performing and recording, but it's good. It comes with the territory, and I never have complaints about doing what I love. So, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, you know, it's a pleasure. Who are some of your musical influences?
I grew up in the 90s. I'm a 90s baby, so I loved listening to Alicia Keys. I was a huge Erykah Badu fan, Jill Scott. More recently, super into Jhené Aiko, Little Dragon. I'm really into the underground R&B artists. So it's just something about their music speaks to me. And I think that's really important. I think that's one of the biggest things for me as an artist, being able to make my music relatable to everyone that's listening.
Absolutely. That's so important. I love that you do that. How has living in New York influenced your music?
It's all about the struggle. I've definitely paid my dues since I've been out here. So it gives me more writing material. Dating is not easy in New York, for those of you that don't know. So everything has been writing material, no joke, which is good.
No.
I mean, it definitely gives me something to write about and like you said, about that relatable factor, a lot of people listen to my songs and are like, yeah, girl, I get you. I understand. Totally feel you. So,
absolutely. What pushed you towards R&B music?
It was that soul factor. It was being able to connect to the music. Something about it. I listened to all different kinds of music growing up, but R&B was definitely the one that I connected to the most. Yeah, I think it was just the emotion, the power, the words, the lyrics, all of that.
Mm.
I just developed an interest in it, and you know, I'm self-taught as an artist, so listening to that and then being able to practice it was something that I did, you know, growing up.
That is so cool.
And I'm so sorry about my voice. I'm totally trying right now.
Oh my God, no, we know that you've been, you know, you've been working really hard and you've been not feeling that good, so we just love that you showed up, and, you know, we really admire, you know, your, again, like the struggle, you know? So that's really, really cool that you did that. Do you have a song of your own, original, that you connect with in a deeper way, like, than in others? Or do you, are they all equal to you?
No, I would definitely say Let Me Go, which is the blues part of my EP. It's probably an artist's favorite. That one is one that I'm very passionate and connected to. I was going through a breakup at that time where, you know, you're in limbo. You're not really sure exactly where the relationship is going. And for me, I'm a very communicative person. I'm very cerebral. And I was looking for an out. And so the only way that I could really release or let go or give in to relinquishing any sort of connection I had to that situation was by writing that song. And I still feel very connected to that song. So for me, it's definitely an artist's favorite.
Well, I'm going to play this song for everybody listening right now. This is Let Me Go by Cassandra Black on her new EP that you guys can get for free if you go to CassandraBlack.com for the next few days. So this is Let Me Go, and we will be right back.
Let me go. If you wanna be my baby, baby.
keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or anytime with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialaurain.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. Right now we have Lydia, and she has a poem for you with her Shakespeare in Love segment. So this is Lydia Mayan.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I wanted to read a poem I wrote, a poem that got selected by the Oz Poetic Society. It's called The Rope Walker. Balance is work. As rope walk from one end to the other, step by step, my ligaments stretch and morph into the optimum state. Tai Chi, Qigong, as my body works to find its center. I bounce on my rope as my feet cling to the fibers and filaments, learning to do things blindfolded as I move from A to B. People in awe of my act and in fate. Look how I move my muscles magically high up in the air. My rope in tune, and gravity my center point as I strike a chord in those who see me in my balancing act. Anyway, I hope you're having a great show. I also wrote a poem for a festival here in Iceland the other day. It's a festival to celebrate a species of plant called Rumex longfolia. It's a plant used by Caesar to cure his army. And nuns brought it here, or so the story goes, to cure people from scurvy, suffering from vitamin deficiency. It's one of the first plants to actually pop up in May. Its leaves sprouting up quite early. And I also wrote a poem for that one. So if you guys are interested in hearing a poem about a plant, you cured Caesar's army, welcomed many a shipwrecked sailor to shore, docked in sand, you pop up first and stand erect, adored and sown as oft as nettle seed, my lollipop out in the field. The nuns nurtured you and brought you here to the land of ice, protected by the ravens you grow abound, short as sorrel or long as dock. Shakespeare's lines reverberate your spirit from leaf to leaf,
as the sounds of your growth echo off the hilltops, and up with the sylphs, Severus finds his way to you and whispers to get ready for spring. We find you near the still stream, under the nightingale's nest. We picked your leaves in May and leave you alone for the rest of the year as you build up acid to Midsummer Night's Eve and watch the fairies paint dewdrops on lovers' eyelids. Go, spirits, and wish for enough. Dream for balance and share moments as pearls on the necklace of time. Wear those jewels with pride. Anyway, have a beautiful night. Bye.
So that was Lydia with her Shakespeare in Love segment. And you can follow Lydia throughout the week by going to her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Lydia Mayen. And now we are going to play our sneak peek song of the week. This is Of Monsters and Men. It comes out tomorrow. And this song is called Wolves Without Teeth. So I hope you guys like it.
Open my chest and collar my spine. I'm giving you up. I'm giving you up. Swallow my breath and take what is mine. I'm giving you up. I'm giving you up.
I'll be the flood if you be the boat. I'm giving you up. I'm giving you up. So listen. I'm giving you up.
as Wolves Without Teeth of Monsters and Men, and that comes out tomorrow. So I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And just so you know, you may be hearing some purring in the background. I have my little kitten that's I'm fostering right now that you guys might have seen on my Facebook page if you guys have been following along, the Blind Kitty Treasure. So she's actually up with me right now. So you may hear her purr from time to time to time. And I'm not sure if you guys can hear it. I'm putting her by the microphone, but now she's stopping. Awesome. So anyway, now we have more from Cassandra Black. We are going to interview her some more and play some more of her music, which is very cool. So Cassandra, we have a question for you. We heard that you actually did a really cool rendition of this song where you got complimented by the original artist when you did I'm Going Down by Rose Royce. How did that feel, and what was that experience like for you?
That experience was so amazing. It was right when I first started to seriously get into music. I grew up in Arizona, and I went to this underground bar, and I heard that they had full music there and, like, a live band. So I went there and had no idea that Rose Royce was there. Decided to go up and sing the song, and when I finished, someone came up to me and was like, there's, you know, a really special person that wants to meet you. They are the original artist of that song, I'm Going Down. And I nearly had a heart attack because I had no idea. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so amazing. I was so humbled by the experience. And I think that was really a turning point for me because after meeting her and receiving such a huge compliment, I knew that music was really something that I wanted to do, you know, something I wanted to pursue. So it was great. It was really, I'll never forget that.
Aw, that's a really cool, inspiring story. I love that so much. And for you, I was wondering also, how has your culture inspired your music? Or have you felt like your culture hasn't really influenced you as much as maybe your romantic experiences?
I would say culture has definitely influenced my music, but I grew up mainly Americanized. There are some songs, for example, I don't know if you're going to play it or not, but it's called Where'd You Get Your Love. There are some Asian elements in the song, which I wanted to incorporate. But for me, the most important thing about my music being Asian American is being able to cross over that bridge so that culture or ethnicity isn't really a factor. Like, I don't want people to listen to my music and think, oh, she sounds Asian or whatnot. You know, I want them to accept it as something that isn't really tied into one ethnic. I think love is universal, so I just want people to be able to relate to my music regardless of, you know, what their background is. But yeah, I mean, culturally, I'm definitely proud to be Korean-American. But I would say because I was Americanized, I grew up listening to, you know, the R&B artists that I mentioned. So does that answer your question?
Absolutely. No, it totally does. That is so cool. And then it seems like the genres that your sister and you do, some of them are similar. I know some of her songs are, you know, like more like trip-hop dance, trance stuff. But then she does a lot of other stuff that's kind of a little more R&B too. Have you guys ever thought about collaborating, like co-writing or singing together?
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. I have no idea why we haven't done it yet. My sister is so incredibly talented. It would be an honor to work with her. So we've definitely tried. I think that's something that is in the foreseeable future. Yeah, we need to make it happen. And I think everything is better in twos. So
yes,
we'll see. We'll see what's in
that
the store.
So true. Oh, very, very, very cool. I love it so much. So we have your song Trouble that we're going to play for everybody right now. And I know that you told us a little bit about Trouble when we first started talking about your EP and everything, so that's cool. And So instead of talking about the meaning behind the song, which you did, maybe you can talk a little bit about the other projects that you have coming up. You have some stuff that's being shopped around to labels, we hear?
Oh, yeah. I'm working with a few different producers. One of them is a DJ in New York who is known for doing more dance music or, stuff that is more common, more pop. And so I was working with him, and we did a collaboration, which is really exciting. I think it turned out pretty well. As an artist, I think we need to consistently keep ourselves open to every different genre, because music can be expressed in many different ways. So, yeah, I've been working with him, and this is a totally separate project from Cassandra Black, but it definitely has the heart and the soul and the meaning behind all of that. So in the future, I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I just know that I want to keep, writing and continuing to put out music.
Oh, that is so very, very cool. Awesome. Well, you guys, this is Trouble from Cassandra Black, and we may also be able to play a couple of songs not on her EP coming up on the later part of the show as well. So stay tuned to hear more music from Cassandra, as well as more interviews and more other fun stuff we're going to have coming up for you guys. So we will be right back.
Say the right thing. The word.
So that was Trouble by Cassandra Black. And now we have Zara on the line with us, and she is going to read an awesome poem to us all about passion. So her stuff is awesome. How are you doing, darling?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What poem do you have for us tonight?
This poem is just to sort of make everybody feel a little better, you know, with spring and summer around the corner. It's called Confidence, and it's just, you know, it's not about strutting yourself. It's about kind of knowing what you're worth, sort of a thing. So,
oh, I love that
yeah.
so much. I think self-love is so important and such a timely topic.
I know. It really is.
Oh,
so.
Awesome. Well, feel free to read it anytime you're ready.
Okay. It's one of the sexiest things in the world. It's an aura that attracts so many with a simple glance, a gesture, a smile. It doesn't come from the exterior despite popular belief. Confidence is one of the most epic forms of freedom. To truly not give a fuck how anyone perceives you becomes the only because the only perception that matters is your own. Knowing that I'm worth it and no one else's vision but mine makes me an unbreakable being. It means not letting someone break your heart over and over. It's not allowing insults because you're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. It doesn't matter if you ride the bus or a Mercedes. Your being is not based on a numerical value. Confidence comes from the smile you see when you're around the people you love, when he's kissing you and he stops to just stare for a moment. It's a beautiful mirage. It's breathtaking when you see it, but very few people actually have it. For me, today, at this exact moment in time, I feel young, alive, free, invincible, and age has nothing to do with it. I'm confident, which means I have self-respect for myself, and I know when to walk away, and I know how valuable I am. If you don't, get out of my way because I don't have time for you.
That's intense.
Thanks. It's just, you know, it's just so important for people to have, like, self-worth and confidence, and sometimes we, you know, it gets lost in relationships and friendships and all these things, and you kind of have to go back and fall in love with yourself a little bit to find
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, that is so true. Absolutely, totally.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I know that we did, we played your show as a debut, your song as a debut last show, which was very, very cool. And
yes,
would you
so
have
much.
Any updates
yeah.
that you would like to tell us about projects you're doing or stuff you'd like to promote tonight?
Well, if you get a chance, hear the song. It's called Lost Empires by Mr. Blue, B-L-U, and Melanie Rose. It's fantastic. We've been getting great feedback on it. There's definitely like maybe some upcoming projects in the near future, but I really want to get this out as much as possible right now. So. Few secrets are in play, I'm not going to lie.
That is very cool. Well, for everybody that would like to follow you throughout the week, you guys can go to Zara's social media and all of her different websites, which is very cool. You can go to facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you so much, Zara, for being on the show with us tonight.
And thank you, as always, for having me on your fantastic show.
Yay. Awesome. Well, definitely check out her song, you guys, Lost Empires, and also her book, Raw Poetry. And Zara, we will see you next week.
Thank you so much. Definitely.
Yay.
Okay.
All right. Bye. All right. So now we have Jeff with our artist to watch. And tonight he's picked a really cool one for us. So, Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, well, tonight I have a new artist that I kind of picked up over the last couple of days. It's a group called Poma, and it's a couple of sisters from Albuquerque, New Mexico, that started when they were 17 and 19, and they started working, putting their music out on MySpace. I mean, nobody does that anymore, but you know, at the time, it was a big opportunity for them. They really put some deep thought and some effort into their lyrics, and they really, you know, made a great foundation with that. So much that they ended up doing a Battle of the Bands in 2010 in Albuquerque. And that got them enough recognition that they were actually picked up by the record label Tooth and Nail. Now, they've had a couple of EPs. Nothing groundbreaking as far as sales. But, you know, the two of them working together, they've put together some phenomenal projects. They have written some amazing stuff. And the latest thing that they put together was a song called Forget You in L.A. And it just popped in iTunes. iTunes is pumping the hell out of it because, you know what, they have some great foundation behind it, all right? Their distribution is phenomenal on this. They got a great write-up in MEE, and I think you're going to like this song because I think this is the beginning of a great opportunity for these guys, and this song's going to break. So keep an eye out for it. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy the passion they put behind their lyrics, and it's going to be solid. Check it out.
Awesome. Well, I hope that it's going to play because we've had a little bit of technical issues on the site, but if it does play, we'll cross our fingers. And this is called Poema Forget You in L.A. And thank you so much, Jeff. We will see you next week. All right, it doesn't seem like that's playing, so what we will do is we're going to play Where'd You Get Your Love, and I'm going to try to re-upload Poema song, so stay tuned, you guys. This is Where'd You Get Your Love by Cassandra Lack, and she is just talking about this one. So stay tuned. We're back.
Let's talk.
And that was Where'd You Get Your Love by Cassandra Black, our featured artist tonight. And now we're going to play Poema, Forget You in L.A.
I don't know how I'm supposed to hate you, 'cause I forget how you did me wrong. When you're around, I don't think I can avoid you. Still, I tell my friends I've moved on. So maybe I'll tell the East Coast.
Forget You in L.A. And now we have Cassandra. We are going to be able to chat with her. We are coming to the end of our hour. But Cassandra, I just really appreciate, you know, you being on the show with us tonight. It means a lot to us. And is there anything that you would like to talk about that you haven't had a chance to touch on yet before we close?
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Anything that I haven't talked about, I feel like I've covered a lot of ground, and I'm so appreciative. Your questions are really good. You did a really good job at picking my brain. So I think the most important is for anybody that's listening who is looking for, I don't know, like looking for a way to connect with music or looking for a way to really express themselves, it's okay to write without criticism. You know, just write and write and write. Write for yourself. Don't really pay attention to, you know, what other people are going to think about it. You'd be really surprised, you know, how many people are going to be receptive to your message and what it is that you're trying to say. That was probably the biggest surprise for me. I had so many songs that I wrote over the years that I didn't think people were going to actually like, and 3 of those songs are now on my EP. So it's really amazing. People have been really supportive, and my band and I are continuing to play in New York. So if anyone is interested in finding out, you know, where we're performing, they can find out this information through CassandraBlack.com and free EP to the 10th. So please, I encourage everyone to take advantage of that. And again, I thank you so much, Jamie, for having me.
Oh, absolutely. It's been such a pleasure. We are going to close the show on your song, Addiction. Is there anything that you would like to say about that before we play it?
Love is an addiction. That's why we're here, right?
Absolutely.
Life is about falling in love, just going with your heart. And the song truly speaks to that. You know, just giving in, knowing that you're in love is probably one of the greatest treasures that we're afforded in life. So, you know, I hope everybody finds it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That's a beautiful note to end on. Thank you for being on our show, Cassandra. And this is Addiction. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next Monday. Have a great night. Bye.
Thank you.